The gospel speaks words that we've heard before. Whoever exalts himself shall be humbled. Whoever humbles himself shall be exalted. And it reminded me of a story of a little guy who had a chance to go and visit his grandmother. And when he visited his grandmother, she was able to fix some wonderful pancakes. And he loved pancakes, loved them. And so this particular day, Grandma said, "Grandson, you can have all the pancakes you want."
"Really? Really?"
So she served him the first group of pancakes. She served him the second group of pancakes. She served him the third group of pancakes. By the fourth group of pancakes, he wasn't looking too well. And Grandma said, "Grandson, do you want to have any more pancakes?" And the little guy said, "Grandma, I don't even want the ones I ate." Oh. Well, how often have we felt like that? How often have we felt like that? And that's really part of what Jesus is talking about. There's a call to humility there. There's a call to humble ourselves there. There's a call to know ourselves there, especially. All of us are called to be in a love relationship with Jesus Christ. All of us. And that sounds like it's a simple thing, but we know how life goes, and sometimes we eat too many pancakes in life, and we really miss what God is really saying to us. Or the pancakes are an invitation to us to really open ourselves to what God is saying, whatever is going on in our lives in a very special way. I had a chance to visit one of our schools this past week, and we always have a question and answer period. This particular time, I'm talking to the young people about encounters with Jesus Christ and encounters with God. And so I shared a little of the encounter that I had with God, especially with the Eucharist, and invited a couple of the people I had with me to do the same. But one of the little girls asked me, "Where does the name God come from?" Good question. So I dropped back and punted and said it comes from the Hebrew and the Greek. But it's really a good question. And the other question she then asked after that was, "Where does the name Jesus come from?" Which is another good one. It's really, the question she was really getting at was God in our lives. And do we know a God in our lives? And did she know a God in her life? And the same about our relationship with Jesus Christ. Did or do we know Jesus in our lives? So one of the real kickers for me this week as I was preparing this particular homily was, you know, was I aware of Jesus this week? Was I aware of Jesus in morning prayer? Was I aware of Jesus in evening prayer? Was I aware of Jesus when I was celebrating the Eucharist even? And that actually becomes the question for you in your work, with your family, or at school, whatever's going on, or eating too many pancakes this week. Either way, Jesus speaking directly to you and to me, because he is. The miracle of his word is always with us, and the miracle of his love is always with us. And the reason he died on the cross for us, as he said to us, "There's nothing you can suffer that I have not suffered. There's nothing that has hit your life that hasn't hit my life. I understand. And even better, I have won the victory. I have won the victory. And so in our ministry, those are Jesus' moments. What's he saying to us? And in those moments when we are called to serve one another, what's he saying to us? And to our husband and wives, what's he saying to you in your marriage? And what are you saying to each other in your marriage? No matter how long the marriages are. Next week we're going to celebrate the wedding anniversaries, by the way. And we have some couples at 75 years.
Wow!
My brother Kenny's at 36, and I said, you ain't even halfway. One last story that captures this gospel, because it's really about the tax collector, and he's hitting his breast before the Lord, and he's bowing his head, and he says, oh God, you know, have mercy on me, a sinner. There's a legend from the Middle Ages in which a young girl who lived really not a good life goes to the gates of heaven, and she knocks, and St. Peter is there and says, you can come in, but you have to find the gift that God values most in order to get into heaven. So she goes back to earth, and she finds a young man who has given his life for the faith, and she brings some of his blood to heaven, and she says to St. Peter, the blood of a martyr. And he says, God loves the blood of a martyr, but that actually is not the gift that God values the most. So she goes back to earth, and she sees an old priest who's been serving for many, many years in the church. And she gets a little bit of the sweat of his brow and takes it to heaven. And St. Peter says, God loves that old priest. God loves the ministry of the old priest. But that actually is not what God, the gift that God values the most. So she goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And finally it comes to a point, she's standing near a fountain in a village. And she's almost ready to give up and accept having to go to hell. And she sees a young child at a fountain. And then there's a knight that brings his horse up for the horse and him to drink. And as the knight looks into the fountain, he sees the face of the child in the fountain, and he's reminded of his own childhood. He's reminded of his own innocence. He's reminded of his own holiness, if you will. And he thinks of his own life and what's happened. And he sees his own face in the fountain and realizes how hard that face looks, how almost ugly that face looks. And he then remembers what his face looked as a child. And tears well up in his eyes. They are tears of repentance. And she takes that to the gates of heaven. And St. Peter says, yes, there's more happiness in heaven over one repentant sinner than all the righteous. All the righteous. That's what Jesus offers us. There's hope for me. There's hope for you. There's hope for you. Let us take that spirit of repentance into this Mass, along with all the ministry that we've been doing, along with all the service we've been doing, and along with all the gifts that God has given us, especially the love of Jesus Christ that we have shared. And we place that on this altar together.